I want to read a few verses from Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 40 to 56. Luke 8, verse 40. And it came to pass, when Jesus returned, the crowd received him gladly, for they were all expecting him. And behold, a man came whose name was Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and falling at the feet of Jesus, besought him to come to his house, because he had an only daughter, about 12 years old, and she was dying. And as he went, the crowds thronged him, and a woman who had a flux of blood since 12 years, who, having spent all her living on physicians, could not be cured by anyone, coming up behind, touched the hem of his garment, and immediately her flux of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who has touched me?" But all denying, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the crowds closed thee in and press upon thee, and sayest thou, who has touched me?" And Jesus said, "Someone has touched me, for I have known that power has gone out from me." And the woman, seeing that she was not hit, came trembling, and falling down before him, declared before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was immediately healed. And he said to her, "Be of good courage, daughter. Thy faith has healed thee. Go in peace." While he was yet speaking, cometh someone from the ruler of the synagogue, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher." But Jesus, hearing it, answered him, saying, "Fear not, only believe, and she shall be made well." And when he came to the house, he suffered no one to go in but Peter and John and James, and the father of the child and the mother. And all were weeping and lamenting her. But he said, "Do not weep, for she has not died, but she sleeps." And they derided him, knowing that she had died. But he, having turned them all out, and taking hold of her hand, cried, saying, "Child, arise." And her spirit returned, and immediately she rose up. And he commanded something to eat to be given to her. And her parents were amazed, but he enjoined them to tell no one what had happened. My main desire, beloved brethren and dear friends, for this occasion is to encourage you. We read of two people here having a very deep and close experience with the Lord Jesus. And I want to mark out what Jesus, right in the beginning, what Jesus said to them. To the lady, he said, "Be of good courage, daughter. Thy faith has healed thee. Go in peace." And to Jairus, the man of the synagogue, he said, "Fear not, only believe." I felt to bring just these simple thoughts before you to encourage you, to encourage the young ones especially, to go to the Lord Jesus. And to experience the courage he gives you and the peace he gives you. And the clear message is that the only thing you need to receive is faith. Just believe. Just believe. The world makes it often so complicated, but Jesus is so simple and clear. Just believe. Here was this man who came to Jesus, a man who was a ruler of the synagogue, And before he even came to Jesus, we read that a great crowd gladly received him, and all were expecting him. And this is something sounding very positive in the beginning, and it is positive. I enjoy seeing people receiving the Lord and expecting him. But the question is, do you step out of the crowd? Do you step out of the crowd to have a personal relationship with Jesus? It needs to be personal for you to show your belief and your faith to the Lord Jesus. And I promise you, he will answer. As he spoke here to this man, this ruler of the synagogue, who fall at the feet of Jesus and besought him to come to his house because he had an only daughter about 12 years old and she was dying. Isn't it amazing? We have on the one hand this man who was bringing his daughter, and on the other hand we have the lady who came because of her own trouble. So just see it as a scripture giving truth that you can also bring others to the Lord. If there's someone in your family or a friend of yours who is in trouble, who has problems, bring him to the Lord. If there is a problem that seems to be too high for you to solve it, bring this matter to the Lord. Bring this person that has a problem to the Lord. And even if the problem is death, the Lord was able to deal even with death. So I encourage you, if there is someone around you, maybe in your family, maybe in your office, maybe a friend of yours, and he's on your heart because of some deep trouble, just go to the Lord and go down on your knees and bring him this dear person. And just believe. Don't have fear. It's amazing how the Lord always is encouraging in that way. Let not your heart be troubled, as we heard yesterday. Be encouraged. Or as he said here to the lady, be of good courage, daughter. Isn't that wonderful? He immediately starts a personal relationship with her. Be of good courage, daughter. The Lord is willing to have a personal relationship with you. So, what is also interesting, that there is a cut in the mentioning of the happening with this Jairus, ruler of the synagogue. A cut. And suddenly there's this woman. But the happening with the ruler and his daughter, it goes on. So I do feel that the Lord is able to handle all our problems at once. He's not busy at one time or another, so he can't help you. He's always available for a call of faith. He's always available to deal with your problems and your circumstances. And even if you might think, what am I for the Lord to help me? He is there. And he is waiting for your call in faith. So this woman comes who had a flux of blood since 12 years and having spent all her living on physicians could not be cured by anyone. Isn't that a tragic There was no one able to help her. And I'm sure that we all know some problems in our life where we thought no one can help us. But there's this one who's able to deal with everything. And the way this lady, this woman comes to him is a wonderful expression of faith. She just came from the back, from behind, and touched the hem of his garment, and immediately her flux of blood stopped. There were many people in that time getting healed in that way. As we read in Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, and I'd like to read verse 53 to 56. And having passed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and made the shore. And on their coming out of the ship, immediately recognizing him, they ran through that whole country around and began to carry about those that were ill on couches where they heard that he was. And wherever he entered into villages or cities or the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and besought him that they might touch if it were only the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him were healed. Just touch the hem of his garment and you will be healed if you do it in faith. And it's amazing. It seems as if the power went out from him without him doing something, just because of faith. It's amazing. I'm so confident to say that faith is always the answer. Real faith is always the answer. It's like a physical law that the Lord answers and responds to faith. Definitely. I was really wondering what it has to do with the M of his garment. What is it? The M. And if you go to Numbers 15, it's very interesting. Numbers 15, verses 37 to 41. Numbers 15, 37. There it says, "And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and that they attach to the tassel of the corners a lace of blue, and it shall be unto you for a tassel, that he may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of Jehovah, and do them, and that ye seek not after the lusts of your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye go whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am Jehovah your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am Jehovah your God." It's a very strong commitment. A very strong commitment to the God who brought them out of the land of Egypt, and to whom they and whose commandments they should remember and do them, and not seek after the lusts of their own hearts and their own eyes. A very strong commitment. And I felt that the Lord was the only one being able to really hold this commitment concerning doing the will of his father in full agreement with the will of his father. He was the only one able to keep all the commandments of God. And it's amazing that by touching the M, there was this great power flowing out from him. Wonderful. And this woman was healed immediately. Immediately. I repeat it, immediately. We read it so often in the Gospels that when the Lord healed people, they were healed immediately in that moment. It's amazing. The Lord is a wonderful and loving Savior, and he's able to deal with all our problems in all our circumstances, like he did here with this woman. And he said to her, and this is the main thing I want to bring before you for encouragement. He said to her, when he told all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was immediately healed, "Be of good courage, daughter. Thy faith has healed thee. Go in peace." Be in good courage. And then he went on, when someone came from the ruler of the synagogue saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead, do not trouble the teacher." Jesus heard it and he answered him saying, "Fear not, only believe." I wish everyone here has this fear, has this belief, this strong belief. I feel the need myself to have it. This strong belief to fear not, even in the most disappointing experiences. His daughter died. It was just told to him, just in that moment. And the Lord says, "Fear not, just believe." It seems a bit heavy to say that. Fear not, just believe. But he did. And as we read on, we know why. Because what is amazing is that the Lord said, when he arrived there, "Do not weep, for she has not died, but sleeps." I remember yesterday what was said about Stephen. It says also in Luke's Gospel and in Acts of the Apostle that he fell asleep. So what kind of view does the Lord has he? What kind of view on people dying? And I don't know exactly how he looks on people dying, but what I surely know is how he looks on those who believe dying. Those who believe are those who are just falling asleep in Christ Jesus. It's like they are going through death into life to be with him. It's wonderful that by the one who conquered death, who is the resurrection and the life, we can be sure that we live even when we die. It's amazing. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again that we might live through his work. And what great divine power he had to say, "She has not died, but she sleeps." And it might be similar among some people in that time now, that they decried at him, because they were knowing that she had died. And it's amazing that he put all those people out and was alone with his disciples and the parents. And then he said, then he, having turned them all out and taking hold of her hand, cried, saying, "Child, arise." Even if the Lord has a different view on things than we have, he's always moved with compassion. He knows what's going on inside of us, in our hearts, in our minds. He knows our deepest feelings. And so I'm really touched seeing the Lord here crying and saying, "Child, arise." And her spirit returned, and immediately she rose up, and he commanded something to eat to be given to her, directly giving something for refreshment. Mm. Wonderful Savior. Mm. Wonderful Savior. And her parents were amazed, but he enjoyed them to tell no one what had happened. I just like to encourage you. I feel very weak to speak about these passages, but I'm quite sure if the passages that speak of the Lord Jesus come into your heart, there will be a wonderful seed for him, no matter what I say, just because it's the living, the true and living Word of God. Be of good courage, dear brethren and dear friends. Be of good courage. Let not the world frighten you or what happens in your life. Be of good courage and just believe. Just believe and go in peace. May the Lord bless this occasion. May the Lord bless you all. And may we all be encouraged by his great love and his great work on the cross of Calvary. He died for our sins so that peace and faith may be ours. May the Lord bless it. For his name's sake. Amen. Amen. Amen.